The city of Chicago is considering a change in its drug policy. People caught with small amounts of marijuana would be ticketed and fined instead of being jailed. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
At 1:15 in the afternoon, the doors to a courthouse in Chicago's Wentworth Police District open, and a line of people begin their procession into the building.
No camera phones allowed in the court.
Courthouse deputies shout out orders to men and women as they pass through a metal detector. Hats off, pants legs up, throw any metal into a small basket. This is misdemeanor court, where people arrested for crimes like petty theft, trespassing, and possession of small amounts of marijuana show up. 22-year-old Jesus, who asked that only his first name be used, left the courthouse quickly after his case was dismissed. He had been charged with attempting to buy a dime bag of marijuana, about 2.5 grams of pot, for $10.
Actually, they didn't even find nothing on me. And I was driving by to meet one of my friends, and one of them flagged me, like, you know how they do, like, if you want to buy some. So I said, might as well, and I stopped. And they told me, and I'm like, what you have? He said, dime bags. And I said, let me get one. As soon as I said that, the police just came right over and, you know.
The officer who arrested Jesus did not show up in court, so the charges against him were dropped. It's not uncommon to have misdemeanor marijuana cases dismissed. Tired of seeing his cases go up in smoke, Chicago Police Sergeant Thomas Donegan compiled some numbers. They show a majority of more than 15,000 arrests last year for small-time marijuana possession were dismissed. And with the city facing a deficit, the sergeant suggests substituting tickets for arrest. The fines would be large, from $250 to $1,000. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley seems to be embracing the idea.
Well, sometimes a fine is worse than being thrown out of court. Thrown out of court means nothing. Many times the offenders don't even show up anyway, so that's what we have to look at.
The ticketing proposal is patterned after an ordinance in effect since the late 1970s in Darien, Illinois, a suburb about 25 miles southwest of Chicago. Darien Police Chief Robert Pavicek says that city's marijuana legislation was devised to protect teenagers from getting arrest records. He's uncomfortable with such laws being thought of as revenue generators.
That concept scares me. We don't write tickets to make money. We don't arrest people to make money. That's the wrong attitude.
The National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, favors decriminalizing marijuana. Executive Director Alan St. Pierre says a number of municipalities like Ann Arbor, Michigan, and at least 10 states, including California, Mississippi, and Ohio, allow options besides arrest for petty pot possession.
There are not greater percentage arrests in those states because police feel incentivized to go out and raise revenue. So with a lesser of evils choice put before us, we would much rather have an individual not be brought into the criminal justice system and to be fined.
White House drug czar John Walters says genuine abuse and addiction to marijuana has been downplayed over the last decade, and in some areas, trafficking has not been treated seriously. Walters says tickets and fines do establish some minimal consequences and may send a stronger message than a dismissed court case, but he says they aren't the best answer for people who smoke marijuana.
If they have a dependency, simply giving them a ticket is not going to get them treatment. We ought to use also the ability to screen, to refer them to treatment earlier. The earlier, the more likely we are to be successful, and the earlier, the more we minimize the consequences of their abuse to themselves and others.
Chicago officials say they've just begun the discussions about a new policy regarding marijuana arrest and dismissed cases. Many more talks are likely to be held before the city joins the ranks of municipalities who ticket public pot smokers instead of arresting them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.